Better music, this is Q Radio. It's Monday morning on the Q Cafe, and today we're going to be talking about an amazing gentleman who has raised a serious amount of money for charity, and we're also going to be talking about a drug called Orkambi. Now, to find out a wee bit more about all this, I've got Castle Dugman Liam McHugh on the line. Liam, how are you keeping?
All right, Stevie, how are you?
I'm not bad at all, not bad at all. Liam, you're very, very welcome to the programme indeed.
Thank you.
Liam, over the past 25 years, you've been doing sterling work fundraising for cystic fibrosis and so on. Give us a wee bit of background as to how you got involved.
Cystic fibrosis, I suppose, 25 years ago, Stevie, I hadn't a clue what it was until our lovely daughter, our only child, Rachel, was born with the condition. We found out about it on Ash Wednesday, 1992. We had to go up to the hospital due to just a common heel prick thing that the midwife comes around and does. And
yeah.
Turned out, anyway, she had this condition, cystic fibrosis, and we hadn't got a clue what it was. But totally devastating. It was just like a death in the family. When I started to look into things about it, it turned out that the life expectancy for people with cystic fibrosis 25 years ago was around 16 years of age. We had to go up to the Royal Victoria Hospital for 2 weeks and just learn how to live and how to deal with cystic fibrosis. So it was just like a blur, to be honest with you, Stevie, and such a shock. But, things have developed now over the years, and life expectancy has moved up from 16 years of age to around 42 years of age. And that's all due to fundraising and money being raised, going into research.
Liam, we're going to chat on the programme a wee bit now about a drug called Orkambi, because
right.
this is a drug that has been trialled, and Rachel was fortunate enough to be one of those that had the trial process or the trial project with Orkambi, and it's highly successful, but we're sort of running into the financial aspects of it being unavailable.
Well, I'll tell you about Orkambi, and about just very briefly, I'll just tell you. A lot of people don't know what cystic fibrosis is, and it's called like a hidden illness, because people don't understand. They think to look at the person that there's nothing wrong with them, but it's a horrible illness. It's a hidden illness, and briefly, it's a life-shortening genetic condition. Both parents have to be carriers, and there's actually around 1 in 22 to 25 people in the UK that are carriers of this condition. People with CF have frequent chest infections, severe coughs, prolonged coughs, having to take oral antibiotics, or then normally going into hospital for IVs, which is intravenous antibiotics through the vein. Their digestive system just doesn't work. They have to take tablets to consume food. And a normal day for a cystic fibrosis person is around 50 tablets a day on a good day.
Wow.
The difficulty gaining weight, they have to eat high-fat foods all the time to try and build up food and stuff like that. And daily physiotherapy in the morning, physiotherapy at night to try and keep the mucus from clogging up on the lungs. Worst-case scenario at the end of all this, with the progression of it, is lung transplants.
Yeah, as we said, Liam, it's a fairly complex condition. Mm. But whenever Rachel was trialled with Orkambi, there were signs of improvement.
Oh, major. I call Orkambi a wonder drug. Normally with cystic fibrosis, you're just trying to have medication to try and just help things like chest infections and stuff like that. But Orkambi has been a drug for the first time that seeks to correct the underlying genetic defect in cystic fibrosis. This is the big breakthrough. Rachel was on the trial for 3 years. It ended there about 6 months ago. And in the period of those trials, Rachel's lung functions rose by 19%. She gained over a stone in weight and has just bags more energy and more life and stuff, and very little coughs and colds in between.
And I guess, Liam, cost is now the thing that we're talking about, because at the moment, Orkambi isn't available because of cost. Is that right?
Exactly. See, this is the problem. This drug is owned by an American Boston-based firm called Vertex. But it was initially offered here at a price that was £104,000 per patient per year. I know that sounds like a lot of money. The NHS then use a company called NICE, who are the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, and they do their judgment on the drug. And they, on a very short period of time, I think they done a period of 20-something weeks, and they said it was not cost-effective, was their exact words. In other words, it was too dear. But the Cystic Fibrosis Trust then sent them on, they forwarded them on data of a 96-week study, and it demonstrated how Orkambi can slow down the decline in lung function experienced by people with CF by an average of 42%, which is amazing. So there was clinical trials involving 1,100 people all over the world. And as I say, it showed to improve the lung functions and a reduce in outbreaks of infection. And it significantly reduces hospital admissions, thus saving, as I said, the NHS a fortune and money.
And in but doing anyway, so, Liam, in increasing the life expectancy, maybe?
Oh, definitely. This keeps the condition at bay for to me, it probably, and I'm not a clinician or whatever, but to me it would probably put maybe 10, 15 years of life onto a patient with cystic fibrosis. You know, and getting back to the price, there's negotiations going back on at the minute between the NHS, NICE, Vertex, the Cystic Fibrosis Trust and all, and they're all sworn to secrecy by contracts and different stuff, but we do know that Vertex, the American company, have dramatically lowered their valuation on the drug. They've put their price way, way down, which is great because there's negotiations, and we all know what that's life. Life is about money and all the rest of it, but at the same time, Stevie, I know that many patients around the world, because we are like a CF family around the world, and I know that many people that have died because they hadn't got a chance to receive this Orkambi drug. Yeah. And I mean, what price do you put on a person's life?